Toronto, where we were chasing and not dictating a lot, and we wanted that to be different today, and it certainly was. I was looking at my team, attacking willingness, keeping the ball. I had two wishes, and I said two things before we started. I said intensity and aggressivity without the ball, and no stress on the ball. We did stress sometimes, but that was when we were going forward because we wanted to make chances, and we did. So I'm very proud of my team's performance, the players coming out on from the bench as well. So I'm a very happy coach today.
Questions?
I'm sorry, Coach, and please congrats on the win today. It was a very well played. Sorry, thank you. Ladies, congrats on the win today. Very good performance. Coach, I'll start with you right off the bat. You know, 2 minutes in, you get the first goal, and you know, you create chances, but most importantly, you finish them. Is that a thing that really pleased you the most with the performance today?
Yes, of course it is. It's when we go out and we are effective like we are, then it's very easy to be a coach. We've talked a lot about using our passes. We want to be a team that controls the games with the ball, and also getting enough times positional controlled attacks into the opponent's last zone. And we did that today, and when we are there, we are effective and we create chances. So yes, I'm very pleased with that.
Absolutely, I'm excited to both be now. Hopefully, people bring actually coaching also if you wish. On the field again, do you guys feel like we're in control of the game from minute one? Like how the match went and how you got pitching chances, even defensively, pretty solid. Do you feel like we were in control of the match first minute?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like this was a game where we had very good possession. We created a lot of chances, as you guys saw. And defensively, I think first half was very, very solid. Second half, obviously, you know, we start to get more tired, but we don't let up. And it was just like the mental game to stay in the game till the end.
Yeah, I think going off that, we had a shutout, and that's extremely important for us, not only winning, but also keeping that zero. So it was really good and solid to keep that for the whole game. They have a good attack, so to have that, and props to our back line for keeping that up, and our goalkeeper too.
I know these are early in the season, but right now you've got a playoff spot. How do you think you can keep it this way and keep securing this with more weeks? How do you manage it as a player?
Well, our approach is that we will keep growing and refining the way we play. Our identity is still to dominate on the ball, and we'll keep working on that. And when we work on the way that we want to express ourselves and who we are, then we are thinking that the results will come. So that is our focus, that is to keep developing as a team on the ball and off the ball.
First of all, congratulations. And then I wanted to ask you, obviously you came here to this match having four goals with a goal scoring, and you leave with seven. What's that feeling like of scoring a hat trick as well in Toronto as well?
Yeah, I mean, especially in Toronto, my whole family's here. My dad is from Toronto, and all my cousins and my grandpa here, who's 93. So it's truly special to have that moment in front of my family. And obviously, like, as a striker, it feels good to knock in goals for the team and help us win.
Shane, obviously, mathematically, you're one game ahead of every team, but you're basically on top of the league. Does that mean to the team going into the
Well, it gives us confidence to, as I've said before, it gives us confidence that the way we want to play, that also pays off in the result, and we'll just continue on that. Looking at the table now, it's early. We are only six teams, and we're going to play each other a lot of times, so we'll get to know each other well as well. So we'll continue on the path that we've started now, and we'll continue working. Still hard work to do.
Jermaine from Fanford Network, congratulations on the win. Elaine, not just the hat trick, but beautiful ball on the other goal leading up to that tap in there. You guys have a lot of space in that first half, it seemed. Did you see something tactical, or was it just playing the game?
I think we've done a lot of analysis going into every game and seeing like where the spaces were. You know, with the three back and pulling them off the back line, you know, there's spaces in behind, so we capitalized on that. And weak side balls, like, they're on if I'm coming low. So I knew Mel was out there. She screamed for the ball, and I hit it blindly, and great ball across from her and tap in from Stella. And we've been practicing a lot of that, so it's kind of like playbook. And it was, yeah, it was great. Yeah, just it's so much, like, it's so special for us to have that support, and it's such a big part of, you know, our team is our fans as well, and it gives us that encouragement and that joy with the game to have that support from our city, and to also represent Ottawa from Toronto, and, you know, we're playing for the fans at home, and bringing hopefully back 6 points when we go back after the Halifax. Sorry, can you speak up a little? We can't hear you. Yeah, I mean, Ontario is blue, so, and I'll leave it there.
Katrine, maybe just first off for you, you know, sort of similar question from the previous one about tactics, but you guys have had, you know, a lot of success with that long ball over the top starting the season. Scored on quite a few of those now. Is that something that you've been specifically looking for as well in terms of those sort of route one opportunities, especially with your speed on the counter and on Stella's pretty quick DB as well? And just, is that something that you guys have been specifically looking for, or is that just more, again, of a game state situation where it's just all on you guys look at that point?
Well, we always want to have a threat in front of and behind the back five, as it was today. So it is something we're looking for, and it's always good to have the speed on the last line, because that helps us when we play the balls in there. So yes, we want to utilize the space that we get when the opponents do something. We see what they do, and we try to take advantage of what they do. When they step up, we can go in behind. So that way, we want to be forward-minded, but we also want to be patient. And that's the balance that we try to refine all the time, and that worked very well today. And with the good and speedy, fast players on top, then it looks good.
Thank you. And Mel, maybe just one for you as well. Your first start, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
Season, so big performance, big clean sheet. Just maybe a couple words on not yourself, not only yourself, but also on the entire back line and the performance that you guys all put in on the ship today for that first clean sheet as well.
Yeah, well, on a personal level, was obviously very fun and, you know, a good experience to finally get to play out and, you know, show the work that I've been putting in, because we've been working since January. So, you know, it's rewarding to be out there. And collectively, I think it's motivating to see all the progress that we've made, you know, from game one to Toronto to now. You can see like a clear difference possession wise, how we play as a team, how we connect. So it's just inspiring for the games to come.
Yes, well, this stadium shares the grounds with York United, but you share TD Place with the men's Athletico Ottawa team. Is there any cooperation between teams or fans or something, or you've learned some lessons from them? Just running a game or building on what you do in sessions or anything like that?
Sometimes get on the field just after them. We talk a little bit to their coaching staff, and we look a little bit at them, and I'm sure that they're looking a little bit at us.
Nothing really organized, but it's okay, take a while.
No, not yet. It was a good thought, and yes, we're following their games and they're following our games. And of course, we're from Ottawa and we support each other. There's no strategically cooperation for now, but but we have had coffee together. So we do talk about football.
I had a more fun one. Canada U20 won 1-0 against the States yesterday. Did you guys get to see any of the game? And the message to the team ahead of the final?
I didn't personally get to watch it, but I have some teammates that watched it, and great performance out there. And obviously they're representing us and all of Canada, so you know, good luck to them in the finals.
Yeah, bring it home.
Yeah.
Good luck to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Deb, can you bring me there fast?
Yeah.
This isn't sweat, I got fresh water.
Congratulations. Congratulations. I'm going to put it on my way too. So I just want to put it